game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It's February 28th, 2017. Slim, it's the last day of February. Can you believe we're 2 months into this damn year already?
2 months over? Hasn't even started yet.
I know. Well, so much has happened. Obviously, president change, which is everything, but oh my god. I know the answer to this. You didn't stay up and watch the Oscars, did you?
No.
But that is just like, I know everyone's talking about it. Everyone's got their hot take. That is just hilarious and encapsulates everything that's happening in the world right now.
Yeah, I didn't watch the replay, I guess, but yeah, I heard about it. It sounds unfortunate.
Yeah, they've got these poor, like, 70 to 80-year-old actor, actress at the top that are confused. Someone gave them the wrong thing. Some PA... just going to be like completely.
Do we say this is a he Steve Harvey'd it? Is that how this
works? Yeah, I mean, people were saying that it's funny that that's happened in two different things in like within a span of a year. It's Steve Harvey was what was that Miss Universe or something? This is the fucking Oscars. Oh, I dropped my F-bomb already. This is the Oscars.
Oh man, like 2 minutes in. Wow.
Okay. I know. I've got the baseball one coming up. I've got to ramp up my cursing to keep up with Gray, you know.
Yeah.
it's rough when the sports cross swords like this. There's a lot going on.
No, from the couple people I've talked to, they all think the people who won the Oscars were the ones they kind of expected to win.
Yeah.
You know, besides La La Land getting Best Picture, but.
Yeah, I think that was a big shot. Like, it's one thing that, like, it was the one that everyone expected to win, won it, and they're like, oh, actually, the underdog actually won this. Surprise! So funny.
Yeah, and they all pretty much say if there's one of these movies to watch, it's that one.
Yeah, I think Gray said that was his favorite movie of award season. He gets all the screeners. You know me, I'm catching up on movies that were like 4 years ago now. It's too many sports.
Yeah, all right. You need some spoilers for Sicario. I might be able to help you.
I already saw it. I talked about it last time. That was good. I've got The Nice Guys now. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't.
Oh, really? I like Shane. No,
yeah. You like... Something about it didn't seem that appealing.
Oh, did you like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang?
I don't know it.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, it's the Lethal Weapon writer, Shane Black. Anyway, okay. Today's show, we've got way too much to talk about to linger on this open any longer. A lot of news, a lot of things coming out during yesterday, a.k.a. today. Today's after today. A lot of things coming out last minute that we've got to talk about. We've got a huge weekend to catch up on right after the trade deadline. We've got new teams and new players and new teams. We've got players getting new roles. Tons of new stuff this weekend. We were going to play another edition of Can We Make Slim Look Stupid? We're not going to do that. We don't have time. There's too much to talk about. Maybe we'll bring that back on Thursday's podcast or whenever we do our other one this week. And then we're going to wrap up the show with our 30-point challenge paper.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, are you ready to drop Kyle Lowry in all your leagues? Because... I mean, there's no reason to hold them in redraft leagues. Unbelievable.
What are they saying? 4 to 5 weeks and we have 2 weeks till the playoffs? Is that how that works?
Yeah, so maybe you get like one game in the finals.
Yeah, no, this is pointless. Yeah, it seems that way. I mean, if you have an IL to burn, I guess maybe. But no, it's pretty much over.
Yeah, wrist surgery.
It's a dagger. He's going to kill some leagues.
He had loose bodies in his wrist. There's a joke in there somewhere.
It sounds like a song I know.
Yeah. Get loose. Foot loose. Beep-a-dee-ba-dee-boo. Is that the way you're going?
More,
Yeah.
I was thinking more bodies on the floor, but
Actually, that was my first thought too, and I didn't think you'd even know it because I guess that was like a big enough song for being metalish. You know, the singer of that song died in his like 20s from drinking or drugs or something.
Yeah. So, 27 probably.
Yeah, and he literally had that's a rude joke. Let's move away from that. Corey Joseph is going to step in. Had a couple of decent games, 6 assists in both of his fill-in games so far. Only 1 turnover in each one. So kind of like low end, especially in head-to-head, but in Roto, the low, especially, you know, well, obviously turnover Roto, it's looking pretty good.
Yeah, I guess he's what, maybe Collison as a ceiling, that kind of thing?
Yeah, maybe more consistent. The highs won't be as high and the lows won't be as low.
Okay.
But other than that, you know, he's every time he started, you know, 11-1-6 with 3 steals against Boston, 14-1-6 with 1 steal against Portland, you know, shot 11 for 24 of those 2 games, hit a 3 in one of them. I mean, it's low end across the board, but low turnovers.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's metrics friendly, but with the, you know, maybe 1-3, 1 steal per game kind of thing.
Yeah, so like Tony Parker, back when Tony Parker was any good?
No, I'm sticking with Collison.
Okay, you stick with Collison. So rough one there. Man, Toronto going through a lot of changes, made some trades. The big one was obviously Serge Ibaka. He looked good over the weekend, and the Raptors won both their games.
I mean, the big thing with Lowry is it sounds like he'll be back for the playoffs. So I don't see them really going out and trying to, what, Brandon Jennings, is he available?
Yeah, that's actually, I was talking with someone about him at work because, the Knicks cut Jennings. There was a rumor that he got actually already signed by the Hornets, but then that didn't happen. That would make sense. Bring him, if they bring him in, might even start him, I don't know.
No, I don't think they'll bring him in. I think they'll run with what they got.
Okay, you think they stick with Joseph, and then
yeah.
DeLon Wright's been playing well, but DeLon Wright's a big boy. Have you seen him play this year?
Yeah, he's all of 6'5".
Yeah, he's a big point guard. Do you think Van Vliet gets back in there? Remember when that was a thing?
No, I doubt it. there's no reason to run the 2 point guards now that they have Tucker in the mix, so yeah. No.
But yeah, as I mentioned, Ibaka, 15 points, 7 rebounds, stealing a block in his first game. With the Raptors, 18-10 with 2 steals, 1 block against the Trailblazers. 36 and then 34 and a half minutes. And not all of those have been at pure power forward. Are you ready to consider dropping Jonas Valanciunas in 10-team leagues?
Man. People must be red hot about this. Yeah, this is not good. Is it 20 minutes the past 4?
Yeah, I mean, the minutes went down right before the trade, then only 17 minutes and 48 seconds against Boston, then 22 minutes against the Blazers. I mean, it was good against the Blazers, 15-7 with an assist and a block, 7-8 from the field, but, man.
Can't drop them, but, I mean, you can get as close to, you know, a dollar on the dollar, then I guess, yeah, do it, but, I'm scared.
I think in 10ers you drop them. I mean, the minutes just aren't going to be there for a 10-team league. Like, what? Aren't you seriously considering picking up Big Sauce over Jonas Valanciunas for the next couple games and just rolling with it?
That's so bad, but it's possible. I mean, Alex Lynn is just,
he's not the guy. He's a backup center at best. What about Valanciunas or Willie Hernan Gomez?
Valanciunas, or yeah, I'll go Willie, especially with Noah being down now.
Yeah, that was another piece of news that came out today. Joakim Noah's going to have season-ending knee surgery, but out with a hamstring, and then just suddenly needs knee surgery. That's the worst contract ever.
Yeah, that's no good. The best part is, have you seen what Willie is signed for?
No.
It's like $1.5 million through 2020. One and a half a year.
Oh my God. How did they do that?
All of it guaranteed. Yeah, they really got him.
Man. Well, the Knicks made some horrible moves. It feels like the Knicks kind of put together a Marlins team when the Marlins got the new stadium. They bring in all these people and then they're all hurt or like traded off and stuff as they rebuild.
Oh, you're saying he's Carlos Delgado? Is that one of them? I think that was one of them.
It was definitely Jose Reyes. That was one of the big ones. Was Carlos Delgado that recent?
Recent? That was caught. That stadium went up a while ago.
Yeah, I guess it has been a while now. Anyway. So yeah, and then Porzingis is out with an ankle thing himself, so I don't know. Someone asked a comment about some big man streamers this week. Kylo Quinn. Yeah, it's been playing.
Sure, for the week. Doesn't sound like Porzingis is too bad.
No, Goose might be back by end of this week.
Yeah, they shut him down at the end of the year again. Please don't.
Yeah.
But this is going nowhere. Yeah. So, please don't.
I mean, I thought as a super team, they might get a 7 or 8 seed in the playoffs. I did not think it'd be this bad.
They didn't even need to make a trade at the deadline. They had everything they need. All they needed to do was, they needed to bring in Chase and Randall to really make the difference.
Yeah, bring in Chassad Randall and cut Brandon Jennings. Oh, why didn't they just trade Brandon Jennings for a second round pick? Like,
I think nobody was giving him that. couldn't get anything for Deron Williams, and he can at least still play.
Brandon Jennings has been fine. He's younger.
He's a competent backup point guard. Sure,
that's fine. I'm surprised. Well, not, I'm not surprised no one did, but I'm. Who knows if they really tried? Mentioned P.J. Tucker kind of in passing. He was okay his first start, but then awful the second start. You're not interested in him in any sort of 14
no,
or 16.
No, his minutes won't get to the 30 mark, so there's really no reason.
Yeah, agree.
He needs volume minutes to get the D stats to make it worth it.
Yeah, agree. So, Slim, we have a new sponsor for the show. So we talked for a second off air, but okay, so this is a true story. I tried to grow my stubble out for like a week and a half. You could still barely tell anything was there.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's very blonde and very patchy.
I went almost 6 years without a blade touching my beard.
Wow, 6 years? Was that like the? Was that pretty close to the picture that I blended?
Yeah, that was the end. That was the day before I cut it.
Oh, okay. I have that picture. I have it to blackmail you.
I no shame.
I know. You don't care. You think it's awesome. You looked like a mountain man. It was incredible.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
The wife put pressure on me to finally shave it. It did not look great anyway. She's right. So, and the wife's always right. But I got some new stuff from Harry's Razors, and I shaved it all off. It was one of the best shaves I've ever had. It was close and smooth, and my skin, you know, when you have the not consistent, you know, you got to get a smooth shave or else it'll get real chafy because, you know, it doesn't shave really good. So I love it. Really thanks to them for sending me some stuff. If you sign up for Harry's Razors, this is what you're going to get. You're going to get 5 German engineered blades, a lubricating strip, flex hinge for a comfortable glide, trimmer blade for hard to reach places, and a weighted ergonomic handle. I don't really know what ergonomic means, but I think it has something to do with the economy. All of this for $2 a blade compared for the $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. The ones I get, I think they're like 4 a pop or 5 a pop. So awesome, awesome value. They're so confident in their blades that they're going to have you try their most popular trial set for free. That's right. You'll get a whole package for free with all the stuff, with a razor handle of your choice, the 5-blade cartridge shaving gel. All you have to do is sign up and pay the small fee for shipping to try it out free. So to get your free trial offer, go to harrys.com/razmba. harrys.com/razmba and get some free shaving stuff. Even if like you're like, I don't shave that often or, you know, just try it out for us. You get it for free, get some free shipping, you know, or you got to pay a little bit for shipping, but it's completely for free. So try it out, support our sponsors. That's harrys.com/razmba. All right, So speaking of shaving down some minutes, I was really disappointed that Cameron Payne only played 12 minutes in his debut.
This is what we're kind of worried about. It's hard for a point guard to come in and just, you know, run a team.
To be fair, though, it was his first game, and I did see something today that in practice he played with both the starters and the reserves, but I don't know how much of a story that is.
He's so much better than anything they've got. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, I agree. Are the Bulls, like, the Bulls could still make a playoff run, right?
They're not. Pretty sure. I think they're up there. So I think it's too bad.
Yeah, I mean, they might as well see what happens. They have won their last two games. One was against... It took them overtime to beat the Suns, but...
Game over 500.
Yep, so... I don't know. I still like Payne. This was a tough one for me. Would you add Corey Joseph for Cameron Payne rest of the season?
Yeah, you might as well.
Yeah, that was my thought, too, and I did in the one RCL where Joseph was still available.
Yeah, he's on waivers in our league. RCL.
Yeah, yeah. I have a claim in on him, but I'm pretty sure I'm 12 out of 12 in the waiver order, so I don't think I'm getting him.
No, I'm 4. There's a chance.
All right. Are you putting a claim in?
I have a day to think about it.
Yeah, yeah. There's time. So, we'll see if Payne expands there. I'm still holding him in a couple leagues, hoping this week goes a little bit better. The other big pickup for the Bulls was Bobby Portis, but not so fast. It's Miro time. Nikola.
You know, for now. See how it works out.
They need a shooter so bad. And yeah, that was the, you know, argument the whole time for Mirotić.
I'd be a little worried about the potential for Zipser to come back and mess with Mirotić.
Maybe. I mean, Zipser, we both agree, was solid. I remember pimping him up a little bit.
We're playing him some pretty big minutes.
True, but... You know, now there's no McDermott, no Taj, obviously.
Yeah, that's a big one. Although Valentine looks good.
I'm not a big Valentine guy. I feel like he's one of those guys that was kind of multi-cat in college and is going to become a Thragnoff in the NBA.
You mean he had the game against Phoenix. Yeah, I know, it's Phoenix. But 15-5-5, 3 steals, 5 threes.
Not 8 of his 9 shots were threes. In the next game, 5 of his 6 shots were threes. Now he made them.
Okay. His game is on the defensive end. That's where he should shine the most. And he can still distribute. He was a pretty good assist guy in college. So, I don't know. I think he'll play the rest of the way out. He's got a role on that team.
He'll play. He'll have a role. Agreed. And they need the perimeter shooting, like I just said. But... you drop in Portis in 12ers after scoring 9 and 7 points and not really doing much else these first two games starting out of the break.
He's been dropped everywhere in all my leagues. I don't know. It's just the minutes aren't enough. So no, I guess I'll wait. I'll wait it out. If the minutes hit 26 in a game, then yeah, I'll jump quick.
Okay. What about Mirotić? You adding him back in 12ers?
He was pretty much picked up immediately wherever he was dropped. He should be owned in 12 for sure.
Yeah. 20 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists in that Phoenix game with 4 threes. I watched a lot of that game because I just got Mirotić and Ariel. Ariel bias. And he started really bad. I think he had a couple dumb turnovers and missed his first few shots, but then really came on late and hit a big shot for him. And then 29 minutes against Cleveland, 14 points, 10 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, no turnovers, 2 threes. So.
Yeah, I feel like what keeps him on the court is efficiency. If he starts to really falter there, he gets the yank. He should.
He's a good-looking guy. He should get the yank, right?
I mean, he needs a shave, but you know.
All right, some more guys moving. Nerlens Noel, his first game with the Mavericks was okay. Wasn't great.
That's pretty much to be expected.
Yeah, did play. I did like that he played almost 30 minutes, 29-44. 9 points, 10 rebounds, a steal, and a block. Had the 3 turnovers, but I don't know. That's a good chunk of minutes for him to get started.
Yeah, Whiteside's a tough matchup.
Is that, what's happening yesterday?
Yep. Now it's the one that's going to happen last night.
Our phrasing is so odd on this show.
I don't think Noel's going to come out. I mean, I had that little scoring binge. I'd take the under on all of that stuff. But yeah, sure. As a, 12-9, steal and a half, block and a half at least.
Yeah. I think it'll be solid.
Rest probably of, won't help either field, either percent. Probably.
Yeah. Rest of season.
I don't know. It's pretty much what he did last year.
I was going to say rest of season, Nerlens Noel, or Cauley Stein. Is that even close?
No. There's Noel's got zero competition.
Who is Cauley Stein's competition?
Oh, well, Kufis is still playing something, right?
It's Kufis.
Skull is mostly, what, power forward?
He's power forward, yeah.
So then you got the kid, Papagiannis, who's barely playing.
Yeah, who's not really playing.
Yeah. Cauley Stein is, he's okay.
Yeah, I think you're too light on Cauley Stein. A commenter called you out on it, too.
He's got a ways to go. I don't know. I mean, he hasn't taken enough shots for...
Took 22 shots the other day. Of course, that was ripping apart the Jokic defense.
Still want him to feel like I would need him to prove it to me. He's not Noel.
No, I don't think so either. I just, they're kind of similar. So, 10-ish points maybe, 10-ish rebounds maybe a few less for Cauley Stein. Both can get steals and blocks.
Yeah, but Cauley Stein per 36 this year is 1.3 steals, 1.4 blocks.
Agreed.
That's way under Noel.
Agreed. I'm bringing it up for talking points. Don't blame the questions.
He is his shots this year four per 36 or four higher than last year. So the scoring is 16 points per 36. That's solid. But per 36 rebounds of 7.5. That is abysmal for a center.
Yeah, he's not big sauce on the boards out there.
So yeah, he's not Noel. He's not in that range. 62% free throw shooter. He'll stay under 65.
All right. Let's stick with the Kings real quick since we're there. Scalabissery showing some promise. Any interest in him as a stash in kind of the Marquise Chris range?
It's kind of a wait and see still, I guess.
Yeah, agreed. He was 12-3-2 with a steal in only 14 minutes against Denver, and then
He isn't the shooter that Chris is. He took quite a few threes in the D League, so they're trying to make him do that.
Yeah, 13 rebounds against the Hornets a couple games ago.
I don't think he's quite the defender that they thought he was coming into college.
Yeah, I don't think he hasn't even logged an NBA block yet.
Yeah, but we're talking 80 total minutes, 90 minutes.
89 minutes, I know. Well, I don't know, I think he's someone
interesting. I'm keeping an eye on it, sure. If he starts getting minutes in the upper 20s, then yeah, it's going to be tough to not take notice.
The only person ahead of him is Anthony Tolliver. I mean, come on.
Yeah, he should be playing over Tolliver, sure. But... Tolliver signed for another couple years, I think, too.
Is he really? Well, that's a
yeah, I think so. I think he was a free agent ad.
Man, that might actually be a dollar keeper for me in REL.
Sure. They paid Tolliver and Temple, right? Those were their big ads.
2 years, $16 million. So he's only got 1 year left, but another year at $8 million. Wow. Tolliver got... That's a pretty good deal for someone like Tolliver.
He had a pretty good year with, what, Detroit?
Yes, I think so. Yep, Detroit. Man, good for Tolliver. That's a good payday. 2 years, $16 million for a 31-year-old
getting another one though.
Role player. Yeah. The other King, Buddy Hield, shocker, does not look like Steph Curry.
No, but he's got to be the most reliable of the group.
Yeah, I mean he's okay. He can score points. That's about it. 16 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal against Denver in his debut. Then 15-1-2, 3 turnovers against Charlotte. 26 minutes in both games. Hit 3 combined threes.
Yeah, he needs to take a ton of shots to really be good.
Yeah, it might happen by the time we get to March, but I don't know.
Man. Yeah, they do have him playing pretty good minutes and having a pretty good role pretty early. I wouldn't imagine if they actually try to lean on him later to see what he can do.
Yeah. I still like what I think what last podcast I said was like Devin Booker light.
Sure.
And I think
Devin Booker's going to be an all-star someday.
Yeah, but for fantasy, it's always kind of meh.
Yeah, it's okay.
Not much to talk about here, but Taj Gibson and Doug McDermott, as we kind of expected, seeing much slower minutes. Both are not even close on the 12er radar anymore, right?
Oh, no, definitely not. Yeah. Not even remotely.
Agree there. We've got enough to talk about to move on there. Nurkic, his first few games with the Blazers were pretty good, minus losing some teeth the other day.
They grow back. Oh, he's not. He's a little older than that now, isn't he?
He is a young guy. The Bosnian Cub.
this role could not have been better for him.
Yeah. Against Orlando last Thursday night, I believe. 12 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. We call that a rainbow line. Not as good against Toronto, but did lose some teeth and get foul trouble. I think he got called for a foul when he lost his teeth. Yeah.
Now, he's not going to all of a sudden be something that he wasn't. You know, he's not going to start being a low turnover, good free throw percent guy. That's just not going to happen.
No.
He's still going to have his issues, but the mix of D stats with the what he does is, yeah, you can't leave that out there. What is he, 68% owned? Okay.
Minus the threes and scoring, it kind of looks like Embiid light, right?
Embiid gets way out of hand with the turnovers.
Well, that's why I'm saying Embiid light in the turnovers.
Yeah, okay. If Nurkic was on the Sixers, sure.
Yeah, minus the threes might be similar. And I wanted to use that segue to talk about Embiid. Another flare-up of knee swelling, getting another MRI. Yeah, we might not see him the rest of the year at this rate.
This is kind of what it's sounding like.
Man, and they ruled out Ben Simmons, who had another minor procedure. It was just to, like, put stem cells in his foot, so that didn't heal very fast.
Whoa. Okay. Sure, he wasn't coming back anyway, so that was...
But it is, Embiid, you obviously stashed him on the IL for sure. Say you don't have an IL spot in a 10-team league. Are you still holding Embiid?
Oh, man, that is...
Yeah, that's a quandary, isn't it?
That's not good.
I've flummoxed Slim.
Yeah, swelling in the left knee as of Monday, February 27th. Honestly, 10-team league, 2 weeks till playoffs. If you have any question about making it, yeah, you can let him go.
I think so, too. Man, such a shame. And... is the season we got from Embiid, like, the highs were high, but the lows, like, justified where everyone ranked him, you know?
Yeah, what do we have? Per average is 34, but I bet that season total ain't that a good. Season total, 137.
Man, so, like, below, obviously, you know, him plus replacement level is, you know, nicer than that, but... oh, what are we going to do with him next year? Remember, at one point you were saying maybe second round.
Yeah, well, these injuries are... that's not going to happen.
Yeah, he just can't stay healthy. So.
Yeah, and you got to imagine that there isn't going to be the usage next year.
Probably not. I mean,
they're going to have Simmons back, and you got to assume they're going to draft a point guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to happen next year.
Another person I mentioned with that commenter that asked about streaming bigs was Rashawn Holmes. When Okafor doesn't play well, Holmes gets a lot of minutes. 26 against Washington a couple games ago, 12 points, 10 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, and 5 blocks with no turnovers. What a game. And then against the Knicks, 8 points, 2 rebounds, 1 steal, 2 blocks.
There's nothing you can do with this. This is basically... O'Quinn when Goose is around.
I think there's... I don't want to say upside, but I think it's better.
He's not going to get the starting job.
No, I don't think so either, but you know, for per average game, I think he plays over 20 minutes, because there's sometimes he's going to play well over 20 when Okafor sucks because he's mad inconsistent, and sometimes he'll only play like 15 or 14.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to keep Okafor under 30. He's going to miss games still, right?
Oh, yeah. They're going to shut him down at any sort of thing. And, I mean, by the playoffs, if Okafor has a hangnail, they're going to just roll Holmes out there.
Yeah, okay. But I'm not adding him.
No, that's fine. I mean, I'm not right now either, but I think he's in that, you know, Scalabissery Marquise Chris. I mean, I'd rather have Chris, but I'm just saying, like...
Yeah, Chris's minutes are, as long as he stays out of foul trouble, they're pretty much guaranteed.
Yeah, I know. But I think he's in that tier kind of range. Chris is above it now, because they seem completely invested to move on. But, I think Rashawn Holmes is interesting.
He should be owned in, like, a 16er or so, somewhere where O'Quinn has been held on for a long time.
Yeah. Agree there. Mention the Suns. They have completely cut Tyson Chandler out. Alan Williams getting a lot of minutes. I know we kind of mentioned him earlier in the show, but is he an add in 12ers for you?
He wasn't all mine, but I think they're going to still try to give Lynn some minutes, even though it's pointless.
Poor Alex Lynn.
I hope so. You know, I hope he does. Yeah. Alan Williams with minutes is an absolute beast.
Yeah, I got him in one RCL off a 17-15-3-3-1 game in 34 minutes. Man, if he plays 30 minutes a game, he's going to be like an impact big for playoff teams.
Yeah, for sure. The only thing is, I don't know what kind of defense the man really plays. You know, he puts stats up, but that doesn't mean he doesn't let guys go by him either.
Well, do the Suns care about that right now?
Finally, they don't care about winning games. Yeah. Obviously, because Tyson Chandler was helping him so much.
He was fine. Why do you hate on Tyson Chandler so much?
Because he's old.
He is old, but he was fine when he played. Although now, yeah he's
gone. It was never a point to really have him around. I didn't think it would be completely out of the rotation, though. That's kind of up.
Yeah. What did you think of my trade? I just was like, I need something immediately.
I didn't expect you to get much. I'm surprised someone took him.
Yeah.
What are you, like $9, $10?
Yeah. I got Patrick. That's not good
for money.
Got Patrick Patterson and gave him 25 fab. But
okay. So well, I paid 25 fab for Patterson?
Yeah.
And Jack Chandler, basically?
I haven't used fab almost the whole year. I spent 50 on Jonathan Gibson and then the 25 there, and I have 8 left. Like, I haven't really used much. So I just was like, screw it.
Yeah.
Give me someone that fits my build, even in a reserve role. Who cares?
I did 30 something for Willie early in the year, and I just did 30 something for DeLon.
Those were some strong ass buys. Hey, it doesn't beat James Johnson for zero.
No, hey, when you added him, he wasn't even in the rotation.
I know. Well, I just was like, he's such a good per-minute guy, and their power-forward mix is kind of garbage. He easily could take this. I did not see him turning into what he is now, but...
Well, the Winslow injury was absolute.
Yes.
Best scenario.
That was very fortunate. So, one more guy I want to mention. Have you noticed, like, I knew he was having good games, but I just hadn't really realized how good Frank Kaminsky's been lately.
Yeah, I've got him a couple places.
Really? Yeah, you're feeling great right now. I mean, he looks like I don't want to say bedrock, but, you know, he might start at center and then bring Zeller off the bench at this rate.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, his numbers are Zeller's a bigger so body. Good.
Yeah, okay, but you're seeing all these losses,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the last 10, they're 2-8 with wins against Sacramento and Brooklyn.
Yeah, I see 4 losses before that, too.
Oh, okay, so, oh, man, I didn't realize they were that. Fantasy, so at the fantasy numbers
And they can play together, so Kaminsky can still get 30 minutes as a backup 4 and 5.
Man,
can he start next to Zeller with Marvin not there? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way that's happening. Man, that's disappointing.
Maybe, you know, maybe against, like, Porzingis. That's a good matchup for him.
Yeah. But, man, he's been so good. 16-5-4 his last game with a 3. And that's even a low game. 23-13-3 with 2 steals the game before and no turnovers and 5 threes. Man. I didn't think he'd ever be this good in the NBA, even in, like, a stretch.
These are a lot of minutes. 38, 39, 37, 38, 30. These are a ton of minutes.
Yeah. All right, well, you sold me. You're right. I forgot to really look at how the Hornets are doing as a team. that's how it goes.
Yeah, this is too much, and it's not really working. That's kind of how I see it. But I got him, so I'm not letting him go until Zeller gets back at least.
Yeah.
And I don't know when that's going to be.
And he keeps having issue after issue.
Yeah, he is big-time shutdown candidate in my mind.
Yeah, the Hornets are not even close to the playoffs anymore. It's surprising how much they've fallen.
Yeah, that one worries me in my REL team.
The Zeller?
Yep.
Man, you've had a rough year, the injuries. See, this just goes to show you that youth is not the be-all, end-all of injury luck, Slim. Because you clowned my team for being old, and the worst injury I had was Zach LaVine.
Yeah, but they also fell apart. Like, Luol Deng was... I don't even know why you kept him.
He was better. He was fine until they took him out of the rotation. Oh, no, he's still playing, but...
And then I know you loved your... what's his name? Barnes. Sacramento Barnes for a while.
He was fantastic. For a $2 keeper, he was fantastic. I didn't think he'd be cut.
An old guy on a bad team. It's...
I think there was hope that Dave Yerger could make them a contender. Not a playoff contender, not a real contender.
Okay. That's just, you know, if I got somebody that's 27 years old on my keeper team, I'm already thinking about how I'm going to lose them.
Yeah, I'm debating keeping Zach Randolph at $11.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's the only one I think you'll laugh at.
Has Dirk lived up to his 20-something?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not keeping him, but I think he's lived
we'll
up to
this
year. We'll
see how it turns out, but yeah.
I know. I think maybe all the time off at the beginning, maybe they let him finish most of the season, but, you know, we'll see what happens. All right. Got a new segment for you, Slim. It's called Hooray for Being Healthy. You ready?
I'm ready.
Chris Paul, 17 assists this last game without a turnover. Hooray for being healthy!
What's the game?
Everyone wins when people are healthy.
Okay. Everyone but Charlotte, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, they... Was that an overtime game? I'm pretty sure it was. Played 40 and a half minutes.
But he pretty much destroys a bunch of guys' value by coming back, right? Let's see, who gets...
Man, why did you have to make the everyone happy game it just destroys everyone's value?
You lose Felton. All those guys are useless now.
Such the pessimist to my optimist.
That's a lot of minutes. Wow, they played their starters a lot.
Yeah, they did. So, good if you held on to Paul. Pau Gasol! He's back from injury, and he's playing pretty well. He's coming off the bench, but did pretty well. Hooray for Pal being back.
Yeah, I kind of like this. I like the choice to leave Dedmon.
Yeah, Dedmon looks good. 27 minutes against the Clippers, his first game, 17-11-2. This is for Pau Gasol in a block, and then 15-7 with a steal in a block, and only 20 minutes against the Lakers. Going to get a ton of usage with that second unit, and it makes sense. Do you really think they're going to keep this up for the rest of the season, or at least a long stretch?
Sure, yeah, I don't see why not.
I kind of don't either. It makes a lot of sense.
I mean, as long as Pau is okay with it.
Yeah, I think you sign with the Spurs, you are a soldier. You do not ask questions.
Especially at 36, 37, how old is he? Man, he's an old man.
Yeah. So, all right, good for Pal. Jeremy Lin's back from injury. Hooray for being healthy. Burr, burr, burr. See, not everyone's winners. See what I did there?
Yeah. Is he actually back? Like, he made it through the game?
He made it through two games, I believe. Didn't play 15 minutes in either of them.
Yeah, we'll call that one game for now.
It was a back-to-back, so that's good to see. But 7-2-5 and then 9-0-2. And just, you know, hit a three in both. It's fine.
There's nothing wrong. Per 36, there's nothing wrong with it.
I don't see him playing high 20 minutes anytime soon.
Brooklyn
if at all.
Hates everyone.
They hate everyone, especially fantasy basketball players.
Yeah, if they could play all their guys under 20 minutes, they would.
Yeah. So this is what I was saying the whole time with Lynn. I wasn't a big stasher for him. I thought the injuries would pile up. And we'll see what happens. Maybe they unleash him in March, and I'll be wrong, but I doubt
it. Unleash him. No.
I'm glad I got a chuckle.
Do anything to who was playing point guard? Was it Whitehead?
Whitehead, I think. Dinwiddie was playing some minutes too.
Oh, Dinwiddie, that's right.
But I mean, neither were consistent enough to be anywhere close to the mixed league. Or damn it, I'm in baseball mode in the 12er range.
Okay, Dinwiddie's looking pretty good the past handful though.
Yeah, what does he do? He scores, and that's pretty much it.
I always liked him. Well, I'm seeing four straight games without a turnover. Yeah, that'll make any coach happy.
Sure, but he doesn't...
The past four games are pretty solid.
Yeah, you're right. 5-plus assists in 4 of the last 5 with only one turn. Yeah, okay. It's a little interesting. You know, I wonder how many of those minutes are junk time in those games.
They only play junk time. They lost to Denver by 20.
They almost beat the Bucks, I'll have you know.
Yeah. Horseshoes and hand grenades there, buddy.
All right, if we have time on the next show this week, we'll do a slim, stupid edition then, but we had way too much to cover, and I didn't want to rush any more than that. So let's take a look at tonight's games. Golden State at Washington. Man, that's a good one to kick it off.
Durant's supposed to be back, right?
Yep, Durant came back yesterday.
Really? They started him against the Sixers just to...
He said he's probable going into tonight's games.
Yeah, that was so pointless.
Wow, they're bringing Channing Frye off the bench. So much for that one.
Who are they starting?
Richard Jefferson.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Oh, man, Avery Bradley's coming back yesterday.
Avery Bradley, okay.
Man,
that might take a little bit out of Smart, maybe a smidgen, a couple of minutes.
There's a lot happening in today, the past 24 hours. Hey, that works for the podcast and news.
I'm amazed that Thabo is sending Hardaway to the bench.
When did that happen?
Doing okay.
Was that for the last game?
Supposed to happen Monday.
That's silly.
Agreed. I guess it's a defense first team.
Yeah. Interesting.
They really don't need scoring in the first unit, so.
Yeah, that's true. Rest of tonight's games, got the Blazers at the Pistons. Nuggets at the Bulls. Robin Lopez for 30 points. Book it.
Okay, not against that Plumlee defense.
Why is Plumlee playing so... We finally saw it go back to Jokic again, but...
Yeah.
How did Plumlee get minutes his first few games? I don't understand.
They gave up, what, a first-round pick and Nurkic to get Plumlee? They better play him.
Yeah, that's a good point. Another great matchup, Utah going at OKC. That could be a playoff matchup, like a 4-5 or 3-6 or something. So that should be a good one.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. Gobert and Steven Adams were in the same draft class.
That should be fun. Agreed. And we got the Suns at the Grizzlies and the Hornets at the Lakers, which is actually a horrific matchup. So there's your games for tonight. Hey, I updated the 30-point challenge board, Slim. I did it for the podcast. You proud of me?
Good, yeah. No, I haven't looked. How am I doing?
You've got
a half a game.
Yep, you've got 9.5. Connor is right with you with the commenters, leading at 9.5, and I have 10 points. We both got points for the All Star game, as did Connor. There are three options there, and we hit all three. Brow for me, Giannis for you, and Connor got Westbrook. So, No one got it last show, so it's wide open for all the commenters. Hey, commenters, there's still a few weeks left. If you go on a hot streak, you could supplant Connor and take over our spots. But top 10 scores: Westbrook, Isaiah, Harden, Davis, Brow that is, DeRozan, Cousins, Lillard, Kawhi, Durant, and LeBron. Who got the last point? You did a couple ago. So you are first.
Yeah, this is kind of an interesting one. I don't think there's anybody that really jumps out.
Nope.
You know, there's, yeah. Huh. Yeah, it's hard to take Wall against Curry. You'd have to have one heck of a game.
That's the game I'm mostly looking at, too.
You know? Yeah, wow. Kimba hasn't done much lately.
Nope.
He's been hurt, hasn't he?
Has he? Let me look real quick. I thought he'd
Pittsburgh loves to run. I'm going to have to go with buckets.
Man, that was my first thought, too. I didn't feel great about it. Now, Kimba's been okay. He's just had a really bad 12-point game a couple ago.
Okay.
Anyway. All right, so you got buckets. I was gravitating towards that Warriors-Wizards game. Beal had a 40-point game the other day. That was I think it was the last time we did the challenge. He was the only one that would have gotten anyone a point.
Okay.
That would have been a
tough. Yeah, he's good for his breakout in threes one night, sure.
That's a good game at home. It's been fairly hot.
I mean, this could be another one of those KCP nights. You never know.
Dude, KCP in that game against the Hornets was unbelievable. Did you see the highlights of that?
No, what did he make? Like 7, 8?
Yeah, in a row, and just like every possession. It was him taking a three, and then he took it for a dunk. I mean, it was just... Oh, my addiction knows no bounds. He looks unreal. When I drafted him that first time, I didn't even think he'd be this good.
Okay, give me a little more consistency, and yeah, he'll be amazing.
I know, you hate the ups and downs. I'll go Bradley Beal. Lock it in.
All right,
so there you go. There's our 30-point challenge picks. Be sure to make your picks on basketball.com. Come in and put your picks on this post. We've got, like I said, another month and a little bit before the end of the season. Man, is that true? It's like... I know, like, the end of the season's mid-April, but we kind of wind down for the last 10 days.
Yeah, then we have another 4 months of playoffs.
Oh, my God, the playoffs are so long.
They are way too long.
Ugh. Yeah, they need
they need to cut that back somehow.
They need to,
They really do.
Agreed.
I mean, what is it? There's 30 teams in the league, and 16 make the playoffs?
16 make it, and then they're playing these long series, and it's just... Well, they need to do just, like, one game for the first few rounds.
What, we got a first round bye? Can we do that?
Yeah, or something. They need to work on that. So, make your picks there. We'll be back sometime later this week. Unsure of the schedule, but we'll make it work. Only one podcast next week, though, because I will be traveling for baseball stuff. But we're going to do it in person next week. I'm excited for that.
Which games are you seeing here?
I don't know yet. I'm having you help decide that when I get there.
They got that new stadium they built for the Nationals and Astros.
Oh, you want to see the Astros, right?
That's pretty close. And, of course, the Marlins and Cardinals are right up the street.
Yeah. We'll figure that out. We'll play it by ear.
Yeah, there's only about a dozen of them within earshot of me.
Yeah, I know. That's what everyone says, though. I'm excited for it, so... all right, we'll be back again later this week. Thanks for listening, and good luck to your teams at the beginning of this week. Talk to you then, Slim.
Yes, sir.